Christmas by Candlelight is coming up this weekend, but some other events involved inside that as well that we want to talk about.
Absolutely. Yeah. So the Valley Symphony Association, our orchestra and chorus, are presenting Christmas by Candlelight, and our little tagline this year is a Colorado Christmas, just to keep it nice, warm, and cozy. And we're going to be performing both the chorus and orchestra on stage together, as usual, Saturday, December 3rd at 7:30, and it immediately follows and supports the Montrose Parade of Lights. We work in tandem, and the city is a great supporter of us, and we love them. And then Sunday, December 4th, we have our matinee at 3 p.m. And so these concerts are presented through our concert partner, which is Volunteers of America. And also, this is the first year we have a season partner, which is Cimarron Wealth Management. So shout out to both of those organizations for supporting the arts. And all of these regional volunteer musicians, over 100 of us, will be on stage.
Wow. On the phone with us, Katie Christopherson, the chorus conductor, 20 years of experience coaching, teaching. And I had the chance to hang out with her one time when you guys were all playing music. And I can tell her when she does her little stand-up piano, she does, you know what she looks like? She looks like when Paul Rudd plays his piano on Friends. Have you ever seen that version where he doesn't have a piano, but he just pretends that he's playing?
Katie, what do you say to that?
She's got the music talent, but I will tell you, that's the first thing I thought.
So cute.
Yeah.
So adorable.
So good morning, Katie.
Good morning. That's the first time I've ever heard that.
What,
I love it.
Do you know what I'm talking about, though?
Yes, I do.
Yeah.
Oh my gosh. Big
smile on your face. All right, so tell us, we've got you on the phone. We've stepped into some really powerful, challenging music for this concert. Tell us a little bit about what you got going on for us.
Yeah, when Stacey was talking about the Christmas in Colorado theme, I think it's really appropriate to mention that we're doing a special / very difficult arrangement of Some Children See Him, which came out of University of Northern Colorado.
Mm-hmm.
They have a world-famous vocal jazz and instrumental jazz department. So we're featuring something directly out of this state. And we're also singing a fun version of O Christmas Please, a little different. We have an orchestra in front of us, so I'm fully taking advantage of it and having other instrumentalists play with us on several pieces, which is super fun. And we're also playing around with this idea of having the orchestra and the chorus sing a very famous piece, Omnium Mysterium, by Morten Lauritsen. And tonight during dress rehearsal, we might try it at the same time. We might juxtapose them. We're not sure. And that's kind of the fun of the flexibility of both ensembles together exploring really beautiful music.
Yeah. And also, I understand that you're going to have the performance of Hallelujah, is that right?
Uh-huh.
Wow. Indeed, yes. It's tradition to have that in this concert, and we want to invite any former VSA chorus alumni to come join us on stage for essentially a big party singing Hallelujah as loudly as you possibly can.
Well, Stacey always tells me, she tries to get me out of the Taj Moon Hall, and she's like, you gotta go. And I know if I'm in the crowd, you're gonna hear me, especially with that one.
I'm trying, Katie.
I'll look at you.
I know. I'm just one of those introverts when I get away from the radio station. But you have something else that's kind of special. Let's talk about this with the Valley Symphony Orchestra.
Yeah, so this year, we are in the midst of a conductor search for our orchestra. And the search committee has announced recently that we've narrowed the field of finalists from throughout the U.S. and Europe, believe it or not, to three individuals. Troy Raper from Grand Junction, who's conducting the Christmas concert. Charlotte Ruth Harrison from Orem, Utah, will be conducting our February concert. And Stephen, and my gosh, I cannot say his last name. I am so sorry.
But sorry,
it's very lovely. Aguilo Arbuez.
I've been doing that.
I'm so sorry. But he's from Denver, and he will be conducting our April concert. So each finalist, again, will be conducting one of the three remaining concerts. And as an incentive for our audience to participate in this process of choosing a conductor, we have Caitlin Herford, who is actually in the chorus. Katie can talk about her. not, you know, bad, good things.
Yeah, don't, not talking behind her back.
Yeah, we won't do anything like that.
Right.
But she's actually...
on the radio.
Yeah, right, on the radio. No, but she is a wonderful artist, and she actually has, she does have pieces over at Mosaic, and she's going to be having a upcoming show at the Montrose Center for the Arts in July, this coming July. But she is, she's taken a violin, and she's painting it in all of our season colors. We have our season themes and all that. And she's doing that. And so what's going to happen is anybody at one of these concerts in the audience who can completes a survey, their name will go into a hat. And then at the very end of the season, we'll be drawing for that violin.
Yeah.
And so it's kind of just an incentive to get people to give us feedback. So it's not a vote. It's just give us your feedback about how you felt the conductor connected with you. And there'll be a whole array of survey questions that the committee has put together.
And I've seen the pictures. It's absolutely gorgeous.
Isn't it? It's really,
yeah. And even if you're not my daughter played the violin, but she never stayed with it. But I know she would jump on that in a heartbeat. So beautiful.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. We have it on Facebook. And as she, you know, we're going through the whole process where you see the violin without it being primed, and then you see it primed, and then you see the background colors go on. And as she finishes this and completes it, and the whole process will be on our Facebook page.
Talking with Stacy Ryan, Valley Symphony Association, along with Katie Christopherson. Anything else going on, Katie, you want to add?
Yeah, I mean, just to jump off of what Stacy said, Caitlin is just a party. I adore her. Super creative, beautiful artist, and a young, sweet spirit. So she put all of that energy into this, and I'm jealous of anybody who gets this violin.
Yeah.
Definitely participate. It's gorgeous.
Yeah, it is.
I also would love to say, just working with Troy has been a delight. He's just laid back and creative and collaborative. And I have the pleasure of knowing what he's like as a conductor from the inside, because my husband is a bass player in the orchestra as well.
Yeah.
And he just adores working with him. So I don't know. I think it's just going to be a special concert that has this presence of joy and collaboration. And I think that's a good thing.
Well, I was going to say, anything with joy sounds wonderful at this point in time.
Yeah, right?
All right.
Tis the season.
It is the season. Christmas by Candlelight coming up at Saturday night, 7:30. Sunday, 3 o'clock. By the way, if you want to find out more, valleysymphony.net, if you want to get the tickets.
Yep, you can go in Montrose, you can go to Colorado Smiles, and you can also go to Cimarron Wealth Management, and in Delta, you can go to clubs.
I always enjoy hanging out with you guys.
Me too.
Thank you, Katie, for joining us on the phone.
Sure, thank you.